Every 100 years, 6 rulers gather on the mysterious island of Lightlark for a deadly competition. The prize? Breaking the curse that has plagued their realm for centuries. The cost? One realm must perish completely. For Isla Crown, ruler of the wildlings, the stakes couldn't be higher. Her people are cursed to kill anyone they fall in love with, and she harbors a devastating secret. She was born without the magical powers that define her kind. As her realm slowly dies, she maintains an elaborate deception, faking abilities through clever tricks while carrying the weight of her people's survival. What makes this competition particularly treacherous is that each ruler arrives with their own agenda. The ancient prophecy is clear. 5 realms will have their curses broken, but one must be sacrificed. It's not just a game of survival, but a complex dance of alliances, betrayals, and forbidden attractions. When Isla steps through the portal onto Lightlark, she nearly plummets off a cliff before being steadied by Grimshaw, the enigmatic Nightshade ruler. This moment ignites a connection that will challenge everything she believes about herself and her mission. The Centennial operates under strict rules established after the first competition ended in bloodshed. Rulers cannot assassinate each other until after day 50, all must attend every event, and none can have an heir ensuring, if they die, their realm perishes with them. Isla meets her fellow rulers, jovial Azul of Skyling, disdainful Cleo of Moonling, her ally Celeste of Starling, and Oro, the Sunling ruler with hair like woven gold, eyes as amber, and hollow as honeycomb. During dueling demonstrations, Isla surprises everyone with her combat skills. Everyone seems to forget that wildlings are, above all, warriors, she declares after defeating Grimm. Yet she deliberately loses to Oro to avoid attention. In another test, a mirror reveals her greatest fear isn't fallen wildlings, but returning to her confined, powerless existence. The stakes rise when Oro's demonstration uses truth tea to reveal each ruler's greatest secret. When Isla's cup begins forming, "I have no power," she shatters it, a constant reminder of her peril. Throughout the Centennial, Isla is caught between 2 powerful attractions, Grimm, the mysterious Shadow Ruler, and Oro, the charismatic Sunling King. For a wildling cursed to kill anyone she loves, these feelings are particularly torturous. With Grimm, tension peaks at the betwixt ball during their dance. When he gives her a carved black diamond necklace to summon him, his guardedness cracks. "I couldn't stay away from you." Isla's relationship with King Oro evolves during their quest for the heart of Lightlark. An attack that leaves Oro wounded forces Isla to confront her growing concern for him. Their alliance deepens through moments of forced intimacy. While sheltering in a crystalline cave, Oro reveals, "Love is a luxury rulers cannot afford. Every attachment becomes a weapon your enemies can use against you." Yet his actions often contradict his words, especially during their exploration of a submerged palace. Isla pursues 2 vital quests on Lightlark, finding the Bondbreaker with Celeste and locating the island's heart with Oro. The Bondbreaker, an enchanted glass needle that can break bloodline curses, requires a blood sacrifice they plan to share. Her search leads through remarkable libraries across the realms. On Sky Isle, she explores a floating city with hovering rock formations connected by bridges, finding ancient scrolls in a spiral library reaching toward a skylight, but no Bondbreaker. On Moon Isle, during the full moon when the sea hunts moonling blood, she enters an ice palace where books are trapped in ice walls and relics float beneath the transparent floor, yet still, no Bondbreaker. With Oro, Isla searches for Lightlark's heart, the island's power source. A specter reveals it blooms somewhere new every time, where darkness meets light. Following a persistent bird to Moon Isle at dawn, they discover the heart, an egg that cracks open, revealing a golden yolk rising with the sun. The Centennial darkens when Celeste is poisoned beyond Moonling healing. Initially suspecting Cleo, Isla later discovers Azul, the Skyling ruler, is the true culprit, a betrayal that shakes her confidence. After claiming Lightlark's heart, Isla survives an arrow attack, only to face a devastating revelation. The prophecy requires Nightshade's destruction, meaning Grimm must die. Despite her feelings, Oro insists this sacrifice is necessary. Desperate, Isla and Celeste plan to split the Bondbreaker's blood cost, but their plan collapses when Celeste reveals herself as Aurora, an ancient manipulator who has been impersonating Starling rulers for centuries. Isla discovers her life was built on lies. She's both Wildling and Nightshade-born, from a forbidden union. Her guardians killed her parents under Aurora's orders, transferring their power to Isla while convincing her she had none. Grimm admits conspiring with Aurora to erase her memories of their relationship. "All this time, I thought I was powerless," Isla realizes, "when my Nightshade abilities were just cloaking my Wildling ones." As the centennial climaxes, Lightlark physically disintegrates, chandeliers crash, floors split, and people die. Oro collapses, connected to the island as its king. With time running out, Isla must make her impossible choice to fulfill the prophecy. At the Place of Mirrors, Isla battles Aurora's enchanted creatures with her dual blades. When Aurora transforms into Celeste, Isla makes her sacrifice, plunging the Bondmaker into Celeste's heart, killing her friend, and fulfilling the prophecy. As Lightlark collapses, Isla falls toward the fiery core until Oro saves her. With curses broken, Isla spends 2 weeks isolated, devastated by Celeste's death. When Oro visits, she notices his transformation. His amber eyes shine brightly, his hair like sun-spun silk, the dark circles beneath his eyes gone. In the final scene, Isla returns to the Place of Mirrors with Oro. She inserts her crown into the vault's lock, turning it like a key, and pulls the door open, suggesting secrets remain in this world of ancient magic. With the curses broken, Lightlark stands on the brink of transformation. For centuries, the realms were defined by their limitations. Wildlings killing loved ones, starlings dying young, sunlings burning in daylight, moonlings drowning in moonlight, nightshades bound by darkness, and spellmakers trapped in towers. Now, after 500 years, they face a future without these constraints. For Oro, liberation appears physically as his curse marks fade, allowing him to walk in sunlight. For Isla, the path is more complex as she reconciles her dual heritage while leading her people. The wildlings must learn to embrace connection after generations of emotional isolation. The political landscape faces dramatic shifts as centuries-old alliances require reevaluation. Rulers must establish frameworks for cooperation rather than competition. Rebuilding the destroyed Lightlark presents both challenge and opportunity. Sacred spaces can be reconstructed to forge unifying traditions. As Isla stands with Oro on their first meeting balcony, their journey mirrors the larger transformation. When she climbs the railing and Oro promises never to let her fall again, it symbolizes the precarious hope of all six realms stepping into an uncertain future together.